Michelle Smallman, Randy Carricker. Great to have you with us on 101 ESPN. Blues and Kings tonight. You'll hear it here on 101 ESPN. You'll see it on Bally Sports Midwest with John Kelly and Darren Pang. And Panger is with us now on the Braun and Crouppen Celebrity Line on 101 ESPN. Panger, good morning. How you doing?
Randy and Michelle, I'm doing fabulous here on a beautiful Monday. Ready to go for tonight and ready for this regular season to end on a good note, and then let's get ready for the playoffs.
I was just telling Mike Ryder, our executive producer, I'm tired of these 45-degree mornings, and I'm just driving into the studio here. 45-degree mornings, and I know you don't care about the weather when you go golf, but it's still kind of a hassle, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Nice to see clear skies, but yeah, I'm done with the coolness for sure. We actually my wife and I just got a little puppy, a 12-week-old Cavapoo, and just even taking this little fella, I bet he's 8 pounds, and just out for a walk, and it's, you can see the under the hair, the little bone shivering out there. So yes, we need to get this a little bit warmer, that's for sure.
Panger, what's your dog's name?
Bruce.
Great name.
After Bruce Affleck?
Yeah. Not really, but okay.
That's fantastic. We love it.
Hey, funny, I ran into Nico Mikola, and he lives in the same building here, and he says, "What's your name?" And I said, "Bruce," and he said, "Bruce Wayne." I'm like, "Wow, a young Finnish guy knows who Batman is." That was really good.
That's great. Hey, before we talk about the Blues, we play a little game here early in the morning called Start, Bench, and Cut. So you keep a guy to start, you bench a guy, and then you cut a guy. And somebody texted in, start, bench, or cut, Gretzky, Lemieux, or. And I'll tell you, and Michelle was stunned, I cut the great one. I started Lemieux, I benched Orr, and I cut Gretzky.
Wow. Oh, that's too impossible, though. That's not a fair game.
It's not.
I never cut Gretzky, so that'll be number one. I would start Gretzky. I'd cut Lemieux. What was the last one?
Bench.
Start, cut?
Yeah.
Bench.
Start, bench, cut.
I guess I'll bench Orr just for a little bit, like for 10 seconds. And then I'll get him back on the ice. And then Gretz will come out for a short shift, and then somehow I'm going to get Mario out there as well. That's impossible.
It is impossible. And Panger, the reason I did it, I said, okay, I'm doing this for one game. And I do think that for one game, with the size, the speed, the skill, Mario was unbelievable. Certainly for the career, you take Gretzky, no doubt about it. But
yeah,
for one game, Mario was amazing.
Mario was a freak of nature, is what he was. I mean, because he was so big and he was so lanky looking, his hands were just unstoppable. Unstoppable is the way to do it, because he could lean one way with his skate and he has his whole body going to his left, and then he leaves his stick out, and because his stick's so long, his arms are so long, it's out the reach of the goaltender. So he can wait and wait and wait and then flick it just with his wrist, just up high. And you're totally out of position, because if you don't follow the body, or you follow a little bit of his momentum, well, then he just brings it back anyway. So if you follow the puck, then he brings it back and tucks it in behind you. So you go through the goals that he scored and some of the plays that he scored, and it was, I call it unstoppable.
Well, Panger, the Blues have clinched a playoff spot, and now the challenge heading into the playoffs in these final few games is to balance momentum and getting guys healthy and giving them some rest. So if you're Craig Berube, how do you approach these final few games?
Well, I talked to Craig just, before the last game, and he thought that maybe, the last game against Minnesota, they would, give some guys some rest. But, the fact of the matter is, it all depends on who's injured still at that particular point. We know that Gunnarsson and Sundqvist are out. We know that Dunn is not nearly as close as Krug. But I guess what I'm saying is, with cap implications in a 25-man roster, it's not like you can just rest every single player and bring up everybody from the taxi squad. You actually can't do that. So what you see on their roster, on their game sheet, is their 25-man roster. So, you know, you might be able to get a Sammy Blay back in, a Krug back in. You might be able to get a Clint Costin in the lineup. But, you know, so anyway, well, what I'm saying is you just can't rest every single guy for the final couple of games.
Panger, the Blues had a couple of wins and a couple of overtime losses against Vegas in their series this year, 2-4-2. In the games that the Blues won or they were close, what was the common denominator in their success?
Goaltending is something you have to have here, Randy and Michelle. You can't get away. You can't fake your way around this league. They're too good. So, I'd say the goaltending, the special teams, Ryan O'Reilly, you know, Justin Falk. I think O'Reilly and Falk, and again, Michelle, going back to resting a player, I mean, the one player I'd want to rest is Ryan O'Reilly. That's who I would want to rest for sure if I could have my druthers and Justin Falk with all the minutes he's playing. But I think they put the team on their back and said, let's go. And then another thing, Randy, is, Parayko's health. You know, all of a sudden we started defending a little bit better, and it wasn't a coincidence. It was because Colton Parayko is starting to, you know, he's playing better and he's healthier. That's the bottom line. And now we're defending a lot better. So for me, going into the playoffs, I believe in defending is a number one. And I believe in the penalty kill has got to be good. And I believe you've got to be on the plus side of your 5-on-5 goal scoring. But it all starts with goaltending and defending for me.
Is there someone, Panger, other than Jordan Binnington or Ryan O'Reilly, that you're looking at that you think could really catch fire and propel the Blues if they're going to have a deep playoff run?
Well, you know, I'm really hoping it's Jaden Schwartz again, just like he did in that, you know, that series against the Winnipeg Jets. He was a little, you know, cool during the regular season. He was in and he was out of that regular season, and then bang. You know, we saw what he did in that Winnipeg Jets series, Michelle, and he was on fire. And he is a streaky guy. So I was thinking 2 games ago when he scored on that sharp angle that, okay, that maybe this will be the time that Schwartz, you know, gets going, because we could, you know, we could obviously really use some added scoring as well. And I think Robert Thomas is another guy that I look at, because we had such great expectations for Robert, and he's a dynamic player, and all he's done is won. He's won World Junior Gold. He's won an Ontario Hockey League Championship. He's won a Stanley Cup. You know, so in big moments, he rises to the occasion. And I'm not sure if it's going to be with Jordan Kyrou on his right or Hoffman on his left. I don't know. But I just know that whoever is on either one of his wings, he should make them a better player. And I have all the confidence in the world that he will and be a difference maker in this playoffs.
Panger, we have not seen Vladdy Tarasenko lately because of the lower body injury. When he did play 24 games, he played in 9 wins, 15 losses. What did you see from, let me put it this way. Did you see things from Tarasenko that led you to believe that in the playoffs he can be a difference maker?
I think there was maybe a 3 or 4 game spell during that time that he played really hard. He bought in. You know, to the system that the Blues play, you have to buy in, because everybody has to be on the same page. And it doesn't matter, you know, what position you are, or, you know, how much you make, or how many goals you score. We are a first forechecker in, second man in quick. The third man has got to get the loose puck. And if you're lackadaisical in any one of the three, then the system breaks down. So I did see 4 or 5 games that I thought he played really, really hard. And then on the power play, they moved him to the front of the net. I thought he played real hard. And so I was very, very encouraged by that. And it was obviously disappointing when all of a sudden he was down again with this lower body injury. So, I think quite frankly, if Vladdy jumps back into the lineup, he's going to have to jump in full bore. I mean, we've got no waiting around. You can't dip your toes in the water at this particular point. You've got to jump in, no matter what the temperature is like. So hopefully he's healthy enough to do that and confident enough to do that.
Panger, the Blues have overcome so many obstacles to even make the playoffs, to get to this point in the season. What do you think about the job that Craig Berube has done with so many things that has been thrown at this team?
Yeah, I think he's done a good job, Michelle. I think all the coaches, I think they've around the league, I give them a ton of credit. And I'll tell you what I think with Craig that it really impresses me is that the beginning of the year, there were points where he was very frustrated. And anybody that went to practice and watched drill after drill and, you know, listened to him, it was like, oh boy, this is going to be tough. Like, he's really frustrated at the lack of attention to detail, lack of intensity. And then what he did that impressed me, Michelle, is he kind of let go a little bit. And I thought I saw a little bit more of Steve Ott. And I thought I saw, you know, less verbiage from Craig Berube, because he doesn't want the players, you know, to get tired of that sound. And he wanted to make it impactful when he was going to bark at them or talk or, you know, get a little bit more boisterous. And then I saw him pick up a group of guys, Michelle, that I thought were lacking confidence. And then as a good coach, and what good coaches do, they say, I've got to build this group up again. And I remember when he took over for Mike Yeo, he said it a million times. We've got to get the confidence back with this group. Our guys have got to believe in themselves. And he started talking about how great they are and how great of a team they are. And every time we wanted to talk about how great Colorado was or another team was, he would stop us in our tracks and say, we're a great team. And then he just willed himself into selling confidence. And I think he's done a really good job of that this year to get them to this point, because there was a time not long ago that it didn't seem like they were going to be a playoff team. And that's the point where I thought that he started building these players back up again.
Hey, Panger, before we let you go, one of Craig Berube's close friends is Rick Tocchet, and he and the Coyotes are parting ways. I can understand, and this goes back to Army and the Blues and their patience and their commitment to stability. I can understand if a coach is handed a playoff team and doesn't make the playoffs. Did you think Rick Tocchet had a team that was a playoff team and he for some reason they underachieved, or do you think that they were just too impatient there?
Man, I would put Rick Tocchet up for coach of the year.
I would too.
You know, that's how much I think of the job that he does and what kind of a coach he is. I tell you what, those Zoom calls must drive these coaches crazy, because they have to do them all the time. And it's so monotonous, I'm sure. But I'm telling you, that Rick Tocchet, he explains situations, and he taught me a lot about the game that I didn't know about this year by listening to his Zoom calls. And I'm not sure if it was them parting ways or maybe him saying, listen, I've done everything I can right here, and I'm waiting for the next opportunity. So, it really truly could have been a mutually parted ways here, and maybe it was led by him more than anybody else. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% by that. But, I mean, you're Bill Armstrong. What coach out there is better than Rick Tocchet? That's the answer. Unless they can't afford to repay Rick Tocchet, which is quite possible with that ownership group there.
That's a good point. Panger, it's always great to hear your voice. Thanks so much. We'll be tuned in tonight for the Blues and the Kings on Bally Sports Midwest.
Michelle and Randy, my pleasure. You guys have a great day, okay?
Okay, yep. And tell Bruce we said hi.
Okay. You got it. I will do.
See you later. Darren Pang, Blues analyst on Bally Sports Midwest, with us on 101 ESPN.